The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Boosters are to be expected. There's pretty much no sequence of vaccines that any of us have ever gotten that don't need a booster.
Gavin Newsom has been an absolute disaster, and the way he's characterized Joe Biden's handling of Afghanistan tells you everything you need to know.
We let a calendar drive our approach to Afghanistan. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Boy, watching Biden try to change the subject away from Afghanistan is quite a thing to behold. President Biden has done a miserable job with Afghanistan. Everybody knows it. Now there are reports of, as expected, the Taliban hunting people down. We've got Americans who are literally held hostage. And Americans, you know, there is an old phrase, the silent majority. I'm old enough to remember that back in the day. There was a silent majority of Americans who would not be denied. And we're starting to see it. I think we're seeing silent, the American people, normal Americans, the normals, the people who are not driven by an agenda, who don't accept lies, who don't accept a media narrative. I mean, the media is in our face day in and day out. And they got to be going crazy over the way Americans are pushing back. Going to a football game is an example of pushing back. There were people who, I heard even people on my side of the aisle who were like, man, did you see 100,000 people over at Penn State? 98,000 fans all crammed into the stadium. It's almost like, I mean, the joke is, pandemic? What pandemic? But it's a reflection of the American people saying, I've had enough. You're not going to lock me down. And they're not locking down anywhere. Even countries that previously locked down, they realize they can't keep doing that. Australia was, and New Zealand. These are countries that have been locking down over a few cases in a desperate effort to stop COVID from spreading. Well, the prime minister over there has decided that the country's approach is not sustainable, and they're going to end their COVID zero policy. They're going to wait until most adults are vaccinated, and then the government will finally drop most restrictions. Now, again, this is all about Americans and people all over the world getting to make decisions about their own health. But Americans are not going to be told what to do, and Americans expect answers over things like vetting the refugees from Afghanistan. Republican representatives in Congress are demanding an accountability for that. And there will have to be one forthcoming. Americans are demanding accountability over election integrity. And today, Governor Greg Abbott in Texas is traveling to Tyler, Texas, to sign SB1, the Election Integrity Protection Act of 2021. Democrats and the mainstream media, the beast, they're losing their minds. They're really going crazy. They're doing everything but running through the streets with their hair on fire. The bill would ban drive-through voting, as it should. You don't know who's in a car. You don't know how many people are in the car. You don't know if there's other people bringing other people through the car, in the car. It's garbage. It's an attempt to use COVID as an excuse to cheat. And normal Americans understand this. The bill would set new hours for early voting. Don't worry. There'll be early voting in Texas. You want to vote early? You got access to the polls from 6 in the morning till 10 at night. You don't like that? Go pound salt. If you can't figure out how to vote from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., you got a screw loose. The only people who are against these kinds of election integrity laws are people who want the ability to cheat. And let's face it, there was a hell of a lot of cheating in November of 2020. You know it, and I know it. Unfortunately, the Beast won't report on the efforts to maintain election integrity. In Texas, you want to vote via mail? You want to mail in your ballot? You're going to have to provide your driver's license number or the last 4 digits of your Social Security number. Oh, my gosh. These are crazy restrictions. No drive-through voting? No 24-hour voting in the middle of the night in Houston? No dumps of ballots in the middle of the night? Oh, no. What will we ever do? Give me a break. Bravo to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Bravo to Texas. Every state should follow suit. And the only ones that won't are the states run by Democrats. Speaking of states run by Democrats, this is a good day to watch the stream if you've got a computer or a smartphone nearby, because you got to see video of a scene in Oregon that will turn your stomach. And this is happening in Democrat-run states all over America. Shoplifters stealing thousands of dollars worth of electrical wires from a Lowe's home improvement store in Oregon. Kaiser, Oregon resident Andrew Sullivan, who filmed the incident, told the Kaiser Times, "It was so blatant, that's what's riled me up. They just strolled through the parking lot riding the carts." Now, again, you can see the video if you're watching at MikeOnline.com. Click Watch Mike on TV. Two men pushing shopping carts loaded to the brim with thousands of dollars worth of electrical wire, walking out of the Lowe's doors as two employees are helpless to stop them, according to FoxNews.com. A Lowe's employee standing at the door asked the men to show their receipt as they approached. They just kept walking. They refused to do so. Another Lowe's employee is then seen approaching the men in the video, to which the first employee said, "Hey, don't do this. It's not worth it." I mean, you know what the police said? Essentially, jails don't take offenders such as shoplifters in states like Oregon in order to cut back on their populations, you wait for it, due to COVID. According to Police Lieutenant Andrew Copeland of the Kaiser, Oregon Police Department, the men would likely face some fines, get a ticket, and be released. Lieutenant Copeland said, "Once you've stolen from Lowe's once and know that they can't stop you, there's no real consequence. Second thing is, these people know they can't go to jail." These shoplifting incidents are happening in states like Oregon, like California. You've seen the video where men in L.A. were seen walking out of a TJ Maxx store with their arms full of shoplifted items. A Los Angeles police sergeant told CBS they didn't even run out. They walked out. Employees at TJ Maxx are told not to confront any shoplifters. And, of course, in California, you've got Prop 47. Prop 47 is a referendum that lowered criminal sentences on crimes like shoplifters. These cretins know they're going to get the equivalent of a traffic ticket. And meanwhile, they're going to have thousands of dollars worth of free items. It's disgusting. And it's the kind of thing that just might get Larry Elder in the governor's office in California. Gavin Newsom is freaking out. Next week is the big day, September 14th. Listen to Gavin Newsom giving a speech. Now, if you've ever heard anything more pathetic than this, I'd like to hear what it is. The left and the beast keeps attacking Larry Elder for citing some study once about women's intelligence levels versus men. This was one of the things they found from years ago, and they've pounced on that. Larry's already addressed it. He was attributed it to somebody else. He was quoting some college professor. But they won't let it go because they think that, they've got something. So what does Gavin Newsom do with that kind of... You got to hear this. I'm actually embarrassed for the guy. I'm embarrassed for Gavin Newsom. Listen to his speech pandering to women in a desperate, frightened effort to fend off the challenge he's getting on this recall from Larry Elder.
The idea that we have someone on the other side of this ballot that could be sworn in a matter of weeks, that not only doesn't believe a woman has the right to choose, not only doesn't believe, as the senator said, women are as smart as men. By the way, I don't know if you've seen Senator Warren cross-examine folks on Wall Street. Apparently Larry Elder has not. Women are smarter in politics, smarter in civics. They're smarter in economics. Women rule. Man, turn on the TV, Larry. Ever heard of C-SPAN? He doesn't even believe there's a glass ceiling. Elder doesn't believe in a glass ceiling. He actually said this. You can't even make this up. He said, it's right, he said, for employers to discriminate against women. He said, employers have the right to inquire about an employee's reproductive future because they're just, quote unquote, protecting their investment.
I'm embarrassed. That, I mean, I'm actually ashamed as a man to hear another man pander to women like that. But the left does this all the time. What do you think the whole left attitude about voter ID is? That's pandering. And it's also condescending. Talking down, oh, black people aren't smart enough to get IDs. Now, in New York City, where they laugh at the idea of producing an ID to vote, no ID required to cast a ballot. And you walk in, say, I'm Paul Revere. Go vote. No problem. But you got to have your ID to go to a Broadway show. You got to present your ID and a vaccination card to go to a Broadway show. Hypocrisy much? We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. A busy Tuesday. Got some breaking news out of Texas. Breaking news on Afghanistan. You miss a little, you're going to miss a lot. Welcome in. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. If you want to be part of the discussion. Notice I'm losing my voice a little bit. What's going on there? A little hoarse today. I don't know what's happening. Where's my Binax Now COVID testing kit? Quick, get it out. And take my 29th test to make sure I'm negative. Oh, yeah, I'm crazy. 800-655-MIKE.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free relief factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Mike Gallagher.
Mike, even if Larry Elder is elected and Dianne Feinstein does have to leave the Senate, won't he have to replace her with another Democrat? And did you hear the chant at a lot of the football games yesterday about Joe Biden?
No, it's not true. He has to replace a Democrat. He could replace a Republican, and he will.
So we heard that President Goofball and Vice President Giggles are heading to California to campaign for Newsom. Well, that should be the kiss of death for Newsom.
No kidding. That's a good sign for Larry Elder.
Hey, Mike, I really, truly believe that the media monkeys are doing all they can to continually create chaos in this country.
No doubt in my mind, chaos wins for the media, and everybody knows it. But they got to be scratching their head. And yes, did you hear the cheers for Joe Biden? I'll clean it up because I obviously can't use the actual language that thousands and thousands of Americans use at the football games. Blank Joe Biden. Blank Joe Biden. Announcer voice. They didn't say blank. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
We're all set to have a victory in terms of getting out and getting out with dignity, and you could even say with victory. The Taliban was petrified of us. All he had to do is take what we did and finish it up. We signed a deal that was conditions-based. Everything was conditioned. And by the way, they didn't fulfill some of those conditions, and we bombed the hell out of them, and they called and said, okay, we'll do this. And they were doing everything for us.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Yeah, I think the blank Joe Biden chant that thousands and thousands of Americans participated in happened at at least four different college football stadiums. You know, all the appearances that President Trump made in his 4 years with the beast, the media beast on his back the whole time, I don't ever remember hearing that kind of a chant for Trump anywhere. Did you? People cheered for him when he went to a sporting event. When he made an appearance, people cheered. Four different stadiums. Blank Joe Biden. I mean, his numbers are plummeting. People are saying enough is enough. Incidentally, you thought I was kidding. I just gave myself a COVID self-test Everybody around here laughs at me. I've got these things. You know, you may think I'm crazy. I think it's crazy not to take this thing. If you're watching on the stream, you see the box. I've got Binax Now. I've got no affiliation with this company. It's Abbott Pharmaceuticals. COVID-19 antigen self-test for infection detection. It's a nasal swab. It takes 15 minutes. There's two tests per box. It costs about $25. I got a stack of these. I got these with me everywhere I go. My voice feels a little hoarse today. Boom. Take a test. Make sure I'm negative. And let's see. I'll know in 13 minutes. And if I'm positive, we got a real problem because I'll have to quarantine in this studio for 10 days. I won't be able to leave the Barb Yoder won't let me leave the studio. They'll put yellow crime tape up on the door. I'm done. Please slip some food. I have to call Uber Eats over to the radio station. But anyway, we'll see. How would you react if your kid inadvertently didn't put their mask on in a classroom and the teacher taped the mask onto his face? 9-year-old boy, this happened out of Las Vegas. Here's the report from Fox 5, KVVU-TV in Vegas, over the story of a lunatic teacher traumatizing a little boy.
The mom of a local 9-year-old boy is demanding his substitute teacher be fired after she says that a teacher taped a face mask to her son's face when he did not wear it properly in the classroom. She spoke to us under the condition that we not use her name or show her face, worried her son could be further traumatized at school, but wanting other parents to know what is happening in one fourth grade classroom.
I was furious. I was scared for my son on what kind of like long-term effect it's going to have on him socially. The fact that the entire class was laughing.
This mom of a fourth grade student at Reedham Elementary in Mountain's Edge says his substitute teacher stepped way over the line when the 9-year-old failed to properly wear his mask in class.
He went to get a sip of water, forgot to put the mask on. Teacher then did not tell him to put it back on or send him to the office. She instead pulled him up in the front of the classroom in front of all of the students, and she then taped the mask across the top of his face.
The mom says the sub added a second layer of tape from his nose to his forehead, and with tape still on his face, he went to the office to pick up homework he'd forgotten at home and his dad dropped off.
When he went to the office to pick up that homework is when one of the administrators noticed the tape on his face.
Alarmed, that administrator took the tape off of the child and alerted the principal, who went to the classroom to investigate, filling out this report.
And she saw another student, who she thought was my son, with tape on their face as well.
This mom later asked her son had other students also had their masks taped to their face. He said yes. It's been happening in his classroom since the beginning of the school year.
He says that he remembers up to 5.
This mom says it is not a political issue. She has no problem with the mask mandate, but says 9-year-olds like her son are often forgetful and should never be punished, purposefully embarrassed in this way.
He was very upset. He was crying. He was humiliated.
Fox 5 questioned the school district about this incident. They responded, quote, "The district is aware of the isolated incident and is dealing with the employee through the proper channels. The principal proactively notified the family of the investigation." But that's not good enough for this mom.
I don't think this woman has any business teaching children, for one. Number two, I think parents need to know what's going on in the classrooms. It's crazy. Corporal punishment in schools should not be happening.
And the mom also filed a police report about the teacher putting her hands on the student. She's also now looking at changing schools or possibly moving to a charter school.
Good for her. Good for her. Good for that mother. Any teacher who's taping masks to 9-year-olds' heads should be fired immediately. I mean, that's not, I'm not going out on a limb here to say that. Do you disagree with that? Now, the lunatics who are so mask and vaccine crazed, who are freaking out about 100,000 people in a college football stadium, I'll bet they think that's okay. Well, the 9-year-old doesn't have his mask on. You got to tape it to his head. Got to tape it to tape the mask around it so it stays over his mouth and his nose. Not only should the teacher lose her job, she should be arrested. That's assault. You can't be taping masks to 9-year-old kids' faces. It's enough. Americans are completely fed up. The silent majority is starting to be silent no more. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Looks like I'm going to have a negative test. I know what it looks like. I mean, the little purple goes. It's really the coolest thing, the way this thing works. When you and everybody ought to get one of these. If you've got any doubts, first of all, you shouldn't be going around spreading COVID. If you might have it and you don't know it. And if you don't want to go to the doctor or your work, this is one way before you go to the doctor to find out if you have a positive or a negative test. Incidentally, here's a funny text message on the MyPillow text line. Hey, Mike, you're a little hoarse today because you're taking horse pills, according to the Beast. That's right. I took my ivermectin. I take it every Sunday. Every week I take my ivermectin. Joe Rogan, incidentally, who shared with the world that he was being treated with ivermectin after his COVID positive test, he's now COVID negative. He had COVID for a few days. Now he's tested negative for COVID. And he is not vaccinated. Now, the Beast won't like that because Joe Rogan is one of the most popular podcasters in the country. And he admitted that he did not get the vaccine. And he got COVID, and he said, I'm throwing everything in the kitchen sink at it. Ivermectin, zinc, doing everything I can with therapeutics. And, you know, for what it's worth, now he's apparently fine and is negative and is getting on with his life. 800-655-MIKE. It is so exciting to think about Larry Elder becoming the governor of California. Daniel wants to weigh in from the state of California. Hey, Daniel, welcome. How are you doing today?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
First-time listener. I live in San Diego.
Yes, sir.
I work for the city of San Diego, and I just want to drop in my 2 cents I was listening to you earlier, and I don't have the vaccine, and they're mandating that we get the vaccine. And we have till November 2nd to get the vaccine. If not, we will be laid off.
Right, they're laying off city workers. I've heard this from San Diego. You're going to be fired, right? If you don't get the vaccine.
Yes, sir.
So what are you going to do?
I'm already, and I'm not going to take it.
So you're going to lose your job?
Yes, sir. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, 8 years here, and. Why did they push something so hard on this? You know, they push a lot of agendas. They push a lot of things on us. And
yeah, it feels like the harder they push, the more people like you are going to push back and say, sorry, I'm not going to get it.
Yes. And there was a group of five of us that we're not allowed to be talking about this stuff. And, you know, only a few of us know that don't have it today, Tuesday. He just told me, hey, I got the vaccine because I'm afraid, you know, that I'm not going to, by November 2nd, they're going to cut me off. So people
I know. There are five different people, Daniel. I've got five. I counted them. Oh, I was adding them all up last night in my mind. There are now five people in my life, either coworkers or colleagues or people outside of my industry who were very resistant to the vaccine, and they've gone ahead and they've gotten the vaccine because their conclusion was their life will be a lot easier with the vaccine than without.
Yes. I mean, honestly, like to be honest, I mean, I'm a man of faith, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm praying that Larry Elder wins. You know, it's already an embarrassment to have Biden, you know, and not to have, you know.
What's the feeling there in San Diego and in your state, Daniel? Is there a belief that Larry's got a good chance and Gavin Newsom is going to be recalled?
For here in San Diego, like the for the as far as the city, yep. they're for Gavin. The union that we have, they send us right. something in the mail, vote no on the recall and blah blah blah. And I'm like, I reached out to them. I told them, look, no, don't be sending me this crap and all this propaganda. And then they don't reach back. But yep. the neighborhood yep. that I live in, people are like, they're all vaccinated. They know I'm non-vaccinated, so. And honestly, I hold on to God. You know, that's my belief.
What's important. And I welcome you to the show, Daniel. I'm glad you found it, and I'm glad to have you as a listener. I always appreciate so much people who lean into their faith, and you put faith over fear. Fear is a very, very debilitating condition. We all had a lot of fear on the morning of September 11, 2001. This is going to be a big week. This is, of course, the 20th anniversary of that fateful attack. I was in the Empire State Building the morning of September 11, 2001. Going to have my annual conversation with the great Tom Von Essen, who was the fire commissioner at the time, and he's a tremendous man, just a great man. And it's a widely respected and admired leader of thousands of first responders and the New York Fire Department. He was the fire commissioner that day. And it's become kind of a sad tradition. But every year we talk to Tom Von Essen about his thoughts about 9/11, where we've been, where we're going. That and a whole lot more in our 9/11 coverage. There's also a great movie now at Salem Now. It's a 20-minute documentary, Radio Remembers 9/11. And it's a great documentary put together showing how the various radio stations responded, including conversations with reporters and our own Phil Boyce here of Salem Communications. So that's available now at salemnow.com, salemnow.com.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at mikeonline.com.
First of all, Mike, God bless you and all you do. Regarding the vaccine, taking the vaccine doesn't exactly allow you to not get it. So even if I've got the vaccine, I can still get it and pass it on.
There's no question. But, of course, then the next part of the equation is, are you going to get so sick that you're going to wind up in the hospital and then dying? And if the vast majority of people in the hospital who are dying of COVID are unvaccinated, that ought to get your attention. Again, that's and my position as a vaccinated American, I just don't want to get it. If I can avoid it, great. Because I don't want to be quarantined. I just heard from a friend of mine who, a coworker, just got tested positive. So now she's going to be quarantined for 10 days. But, you know, life goes on. They're not going to shut down the office. And there was a time when they would shut the office down. Those days are gone. Thousands of people are going to go to football games and tennis matches and movie theaters and Broadway theaters and traveling, getting on airplanes, and living your life. And that's not what the left wants to hear. The beast doesn't like it. I love this tweet. I've quoted it all day today, where somebody wrote, I'm really appreciating how much college football must be bumming out the pandemic faithful. It has to be legitimately eye-opening to them how little influence they actually have. It's just in their faces, in bright colors, and with a marching band. You know, that's such a profound statement. And it's true. I like the way she words it, the pandemic faithful. You know, there are people who are reveling in the misery of COVID. Heck, COVID cost Trump the election. I will never doubt that to my dying day. If COVID had not been here, Trump wins re-election easily. The left and the Democrats took COVID and they absolutely utilized it to their advantage. And we all know it. You don't sit in your basement in Wilmington, Delaware, and win a campaign. You don't have the most historic, most amount of votes in the history of America by barely venturing out of your basement. Stop it. We know what happened. COVID upended it, and Democrats have loved it. Democrats absolutely loved
it. COVID is God's gift to the left.
Yep. Giggle some more, Hanoi Jane. But she dared to speak the truth. That's how they really feel. Well, Americans are saying, pardon my language, go to hell. We're going to live our life. Portions of and you're going to keep doing things like buying pillows for Mike Lindell. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. And over at frankspeech.com, all kinds of activity. Mike's social media platform that a lot of people are joining. Millions of people are tuning to it. Don't forget to order the pillow that started it all, because the MyPillow will change the way you sleep. It never goes flat during the night, stays nice and cool. Throw it in the washer and the dryer as much as you want. It's normally, the premium is normally $69.98, now $29.98. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. Yes, I can confirm I have a negative test. So you're stuck with me for at least another day. I know you were worried. Have a great day. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.